Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you're with me on the Voices of Courage show today. Today, I'd like to ask you a question. Are there areas in your business or your life that you feel a little chaotic? You don't feel like things are really flowing well? Well, if that's the truth, part of this can be from your organizational skills. Do you have the skills to really organize your life in a really great way? You know, there's probably extremes, you know, with organizational skills or lack of. One extreme might be somebody that's almost a hoarder that collects so much stuff, right, that they can't possibly be organized. And the other extreme is the extreme control type individual, maybe even OCD, OCD. Anyway. The one that is just so everything's got to be in a certain order, Well, listen, there's balance and harmony in organization. And today I'm going to be talking with an expert in the organizational field who's going to help you to understand maybe the mindset of the organizer and also how you can take steps to start really getting organized in all areas of your life. Imagine if you really were organized. Imagine how much time you would not spend thinking about where this is or that is, or thinking about all the stuff you got, right? So today's the day to really start being able to let go of some of this stuff and stepping into your power again. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce my
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with my guest, Aaron Pillman, today. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
It's so good to have you, Aaron. And let me give you a proper introduction to my audience so they know who you are. Aaron is a Los Angeles-based professional organizer. She deeply enjoys helping people declutter, streamline, and organize their businesses, their lives, their offices, even commercial spaces. And Aaron is also a singer-songwriter. Well, I'll get that in. She's a recording artist and vocal improv. She creates positive, uplifting music that inspires the heart and nourishes the soul. And so far, she's released two albums, one in 2020, It Is Given, and one in 2013, Beloved. And she expects to release her next album in 2024, this next year. So I'm excited for that one to come here. Aaron, it's, you know, organization is such an important skill set. I mean, I don't think we could do much in life without really being organized. And the more responsibilities we take on, the more organization we have to have. Why do you, well, first of all, how'd you get in the field of organization? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I just have kind of always been like this. Like, even as a little kid, I would take everything out of my mom's cupboards and I would reorganize everything and put it back. And I never even really thought that much about it. And then about 7 years ago, I met someone who just said he had this intuitive feeling that I was supposed to help him with something. And I kind of looked at him and I said, well, I could help you organize your house. And he was like, yes, that's it. So he was, you know, like a VP of HR for a big company, single dad. And he had just gotten really far behind on, you know, keeping his house tidy. And we ended up getting rid of like probably 3/4 of his things and finding places to take them. And that just started me on this path that I'm on now. And I'm very happy about it.
I love it. You know, organization, it seems like everybody starts from the outside first and then they have to kind of declutter their mind. What do we start with? You know, the outside first or declutter your mind first or both? What do you help people?
Well, I think it can go either way. I personally feel like it's easier for me to address the external and to move physical items around. And then I find that that helps clear out more space internally for me. But it's definitely a dance. It's a back and forth. And there's a lot of layers to organization way beyond the physical, like you're talking about. And it's a lot of times when I'm working with people, we have to address, you know, the psychological or the emotional layers of why they have this item, why it's hard to, you know, try to get rid of this item or give it away, like the attachments, the history, the nostalgia. There's just like so much that goes into this. So yes, it's very complex, but it's also really rich and beautiful terrain to work with for people to transform their lives.
Well, one of the reasons I have you on the show is because I like your approach. You know, you're straightforward yet firm, but you're compassionate, you're non-judgmental, you're caring, and you really help people to maybe what we're talking about here is maybe let go of some of those memories without guilt, shame, or remorse. That can be difficult for people.
Yeah, definitely. One cool thing that we have now is cell phones with cameras on them. So I, a lot of times, will have someone just take a picture of the item and then they can release it. And they actually feel much better about that because they haven't, yeah, they still have that little memento, but it takes up so much less space.
Wow. You know, I talked with a fellow that was a hoarder. He said, I'm a hoarder. And, you know, that he identified with that. I am this. And, you know, I had to work on his identity with them so that he realized that that's not, quote, who he is. It's just action he's done. Do you, you know, and I love starting in the physical environment because we can see these are things we need to let go of. I guess my other thought on that I want to share with you is that, you know, and I think you touched on it, but at some level, at an energetic level, we're keeping track in subconscious mind of every little piece of paper, every scrap of thing, everything that's in our environment. Do people feel like freer or how do they feel at the end of your service?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So much lighter with so much more mental space because like you said, we may not realize it, but we are tracking all of our belongings and, you know, it's like it just all takes up mental space and it creates clutter in the mind. And then you think of people that have storage unit here and a storage unit there. It really adds up to being quite a lot because all of our physical possessions, you know, there's like a saying that they actually own us because we're tracking them, we're keeping them safe, we're making sure they don't get stolen, we're keeping them clean, maintaining them. And all of that just takes a lot of time and energy. And so, yeah, especially people that have storage units and I'm able to help them clear those out, that is like just such a huge burden to let go of. And it's also a monthly cost that is now, you know, they can use that money for something way more fun than storing old things that they don't even really use anymore.
Oh my goodness. I'm probably gonna have to have you come down and work with me. Listen, I'm relating to this so well, and yet I live a pretty zen life, but there's certain things that are just difficult to let go of. I think more for my wife than me, but yeah, I can see the effects of that. Well, okay. One of the challenges I think people have, even in working with you, is that they don't have the time. Like, they don't have the time to sell their stuff, so they store it away. They don't have the time to organize, so it just keeps piling up. How do you switch that and say, listen, now is the time. I'm going to help you. We're going to make the time. How do you deal with that mindset?
Well, I do think people get to a point where either they get to a point or one of their loved ones reaches out to me. But I think people do reach a point where they're like, okay, this is not working. They start to realize they're wasting a lot of time and energy, sometimes even looking for things. They don't know where their things even are. I mean, there's studies about this, how many hours we waste every year looking for things we can't find because of disorganization. And so I do think people reach a point where they can't take it anymore. And then that's usually when they reach out to me, they've kind of reached like their breaking point and they are ready to release some things. And you mentioned about selling things. So I have noticed that a lot of people are holding on to things that they intend to one day sell. But like you said, they don't prioritize that time to do that because they have way more important things happening in their lives. And so a lot of times I actually end up helping people realize that it's probably better just to give the item away. There are thrift stores for certain items. And then there's also buy nothing groups. So like almost every community in the U.S. has a buy nothing group for their local area. I'm in Santa Monica. And just for Santa Monica, we have three different groups based on the areas of Santa Monica. So these groups are hyper local. And so you know that if you put something up to give away, somebody that is actually your neighbor is going to come and pick it up and use it rather than having it just sitting in your house with the idea that maybe one day you'll sell it for $30. You know, instead, you can just clear that energy. Somebody else can use it. And like, it's also an affirmation of abundance. You know, like I can just gift this and I trust that I'll always have enough. And, you know, that flow will come back to me in other forms of abundance. So,
wow. I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a break. We come back. I want you to answer this question. It's an open-ended question. When an item is in my home or office and it's not being used, fill in the blank. I'll be right back. And Aaron's going to tell us about it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kimby Foster. I'm talking with Erin Pillman, and she is an organizational expert. I love this conversation, Erin. We are really getting to the heart of this. All right, fill in the blank. When an item isn't being used in my home, what's going on?
All right, well, a few things are going on. First of all, it is kind of a form of stagnant energy, I would say. So it's kind of like a stuckness. It can be like, you know, also think of it as being kind of like a stale. So it's just, you know, it's energy that's just stuck. And it's also an item that a lot of times could be utilized by somebody else. You know, if we have a closet full of clothes we haven't worn in 10 years, those are clothes that maybe someone else would love to wear and they would really enjoy. And so, yeah, there's just so many layers of benefits to releasing old energy, old items, and putting them out into the world or sometimes into the garbage can, because that's also sometimes where things have to go in order to clear up those old energies in our homes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's interesting because I know when we've cleaned, we've had some feng shui people in our home at one point, right? They come in, they move things, move the energy and everything. Honestly, everything changes. It's It's absolutely incredible. And like you were talking about abundance, I want to go there a little bit. You know, when that happened for us, the first time I poo-pooed it. Oh, feng shui, I don't believe in that stuff, you know. And, you know, I'm going to have to let go of my stuff and this and that, right? But when I allowed myself to do that, honestly, the energy flowed in the home in ways that were profound. And we got a lot more organized. And what happened is abundance just started flowing in like crazy. It was amazing. Abundance, energy. Why is this important when we organize our house? What happens? What is that about?
Well, one thing I'll say is that the home is very foundational to our lives, our well-being, the way that we move through the world, pretty much everything. You know, it's very, very foundational. And so what we do in our home, it's also sort of symbolic. And the things, the way that we interact with our possessions and our homes is telling ourselves what our attitudes are towards life. And so if I affirm that I have an abundance of resources, and I always will, then I feel much more confident releasing, you know, this sweater that maybe I could have consigned it for like $10 at the consignment store, but instead I just decide to gift it to someone. And there's a freedom in that. It's a non-attachment. It's like a non-clinging. And it's just allowing life to move and know that I will always be provided for. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I have a quick story that happened to me, and I want to share it. So I was, yes, several years ago, I had been carrying files for my taxes and my business manuals. And, you know, I put together these major proposals. I had everything I needed for those proposals. Boxes and boxes of this stuff in my garage, right? I meditated one day and prayed about it. I said, I really need to clear this clutter out of my life. And so, you know, God kind of spoke to me, said, go get a trash can. And so I went through these files, like, I mean, we're talking a file box folder that I would usually take out, read the article, read what's in it, go over it, take all that time and energy. And yeah, I'd never get a box filled. This time I just went through each one, done, complete, right? Within about, I'd say an hour and a half, everything was done to the trash can. I'm complete. And then the trash man comes the next day and takes all the items. And then the following day, I get a phone call from a fellow that wants a proposal from me. And of course, I just thrown out all my past proposals, all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, what do I do now? This voice came in very loud, says, go to the library. And I thought, oh my goodness, all this, I've been carrying all this stuff around for years, but I could have just went to the library. So I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. I think we need to let's look at this. Let's clear out. I had a brother monk that came in and he told me, he says, you know, I decided, he said, I meditated on my clutter. He said, I had all these books. And he said, I heard this voice speak to me, get rid of any book that you can't find on the internet. which is his whole library, basically, right? So, you know, this is important. But I want to ask you here, you know, as I'm sharing that with you, I bet you got stories around that about people who have come in, cleared out, and things changed. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how that might show up for people?
Yeah, well, I want to address also what you said about, you know, the regret, because that is something that people fear. And I have oftentimes just asked people, have you ever gotten rid of something that you ended up regretting? And most of the time, the answer is no. Every once in a while, it's yes, but it's never something very serious. So I love that you shared that story because, you know, even manuals, right? Like people hold on to their manuals for different items in their homes, and most of those manuals are now found online. So that's a really amazing resource. But yeah, what happens for people, I think what I've heard is, first of all, it's sort of like I'm modeling something for people and a way of being in the home. And so I have had people write testimonials where they're saying that they learned to move through their home in a new way, and they're able to maintain the home. It's not like they need me to come back and organize things again. Now they've gained the skills and they're able to do it themselves. So that's one really powerful thing. And there's just a lightness of being that people describe, and a sense of empowerment, because now you know where all your things are. You feel more, you know, like confident, and you stop, you know, you feel more efficient. Instead of searching and searching for this thing, you know exactly where it is. You go and you get it. And there's like a satisfaction and something really amazing when you feel that you have, you know, sort of like a handle on your things and your business.
Well, you know, I read in your notes, a Boston marketing firm conducted a study that found the average American wastes 55 minutes a week looking for misplaced items in the home. Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Well, okay. So here's the question I have. Let's say when you come in, okay, you come in and then you organize and help people get rid of the clutter. But of course, if they don't have a system in place, they're going to reclutter, right? How do you help them with that?
Yeah, so we do go through each area of the home and create systems, like you said. And so this is where the mail comes. You know, when I don't have time to look at the mail right away, I put it in this bin. And then that is like, you know, has to be dealt with within 24 hours. So there's different ways, and for me, I sort of almost think about it like I'm tricking myself into doing certain things a certain way by placing the items, you know, exactly where they will most likely trigger me to take care of the things. So I definitely make sure that people have systems in place. And then I also wanted to say that sometimes people, when they're really kind of like, oh, I really don't know if I should keep this or not, I'll ask them the clarifying question, does the person you're becoming have one of these? And usually that's enough to make them, usually it's no. Because usually if you're questioning it, you're already kind of realizing that you don't need it anymore. But I find that to consider the fact that we're in a process of becoming, are we going to bring this item with us? Is this going to serve us in our future selves? So that's something I help people with too.
I really like that future pacing question. In fact, I wrote it down. Does the person you're becoming, but what do you say, need this item or what?
Have one of these.
Have one of these. Yeah, that's really powerful. I hope my audience is writing that down right now, because that's a powerful question. And you can go through your own home today and just start looking at the things. You know, a lot of the things that, well, let me put it this way. When Ginny and I got together, my wife and I, we've been married now 24 years. When we got together, she had a bunch of stuff and I had a bunch of stuff, right? We had to blend our homes. And what we decided to do is throw out anything that we didn't love together, right? Now, there are a few exceptions. You know, I had some memories that I wanted to keep. She did too. But overall, what we wanted to do is bring that love into our environment, into our home. Do you subscribe to that? Do you subscribe to letting go of things that people don't really love anymore? Or, you know, how do you work with people?
Yes and no. So I don't love holding on to my past 7 years of tax information, but I do it anyway. So there's certain things that I do find to be exceptions to that rule. But I do think that is a good general rule of thumb, especially for items that their only purpose would be to bring you joy, like clothing or, you know, movies or whatever other like beautiful items or art. If those things aren't bringing you joy, then I definitely would recommend getting rid of them. But there are just certain pragmatic things that we have to keep around, even though it's not the most.
Well, of course. I was more like thinking of like these pictures that you might have in your home that you bought when you were 20 years old, and now you're 40 and you're like, that's not who I am anymore. You know, I'm not still doing the Marvel comics. You know, maybe I need to let that go, you know?
Yeah, well, definitely our homes are a reflection, right? It's like what we're looking at to inform us about who we are right now. I mean, of course, we're always way more than that because we're deep beings. But, you know, like where we are in our lives and what we value, our priorities, all of that gets reflected to us by what we choose to have in our homes.
You know, I bet, you know, this is my experience. When I walk into a home that's cluttered, there's a heaviness about it. There's a heavy feeling in that or in that home. When I walk into a home that's like Zen, right? It's not museum Zen, but really clutter-free, organized, just beautiful, taken care of. That energy seems to flow. It's just like completely a different energy. Is that your
experience? Yeah, it's more relaxing. I think it's more relaxing to be in a space where it feels like, okay, like this home has been tended. You know, it's been properly tended with intention and care. And yeah, you feel that for sure. I mean, I can say that when I walk into a cluttered home, if it's a client, I get excited because I can't wait to transform it. But if it's a cluttered home that it's not a client, then I know what you mean for sure about the heaviness. It yeah. feels kind of stuck.
Yeah. Those are all potential clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking about clients, Aaron, how do we get a hold of you? What my listeners would really want to know that, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I have a website and it's organized-space.com. That's probably the best way. Otherwise you can use my email, which is aaronpillman@gmail.com. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you, especially if you're near Los Angeles. I do sometimes do Zoom consults for people in other locations, but I mostly have been working with people who are here locally.
Okay, let me give that again. Organized-pillman.com.
Organized-space.com.
Oh, space.com. Yeah. Organized-space.com.
The one that's in the middle.
Yeah, that little hyphen.com. Or you said Aaron Pillman at
gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, that's simple. Aaron Pillman at Gmail. All right. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, what I'd like to do is take a little deeper dive into, now that we've let go, now that we have a system in place, okay, what stops people from doing their system, right? You got it all in place. What'll stop them? We'll be right back. And for the rest of you, I want to thank you for being on this episode of Voices of Courage. You know, the way we grow our show and the way you change your life is helping others change their lives. So if you know somebody that would benefit from this show, please pass it on. Until next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible, and bring more love in your life. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're with me on the Voices of Courage show today. Today, I'd like to ask you a question. Are there areas in your business or your life that you feel a little chaotic? You don't feel like things are really flowing well? Well, if that's the truth, part of this can be from your organizational skills. Do you have the skills to really organize your life in a really great way? You know, there's probably extremes, you know, with organizational skills or lack of. One extreme might be somebody that's almost a hoarder that collects so much stuff, right, that they can't possibly be organized. And the other extreme is the extreme control type individual, maybe even OCD, Anyway, the one that is just so everything's got to be in a certain order, Well, listen, there's balance and harmony in organization. And today I'm going to be talking with an expert in the organizational field who's going to help you to understand maybe the mindset of the organizer and also how you can take steps to start really getting organized in all areas of your life. Imagine if you really were organized. Imagine how much time you would not spend thinking about where this is or that is, or thinking about all the stuff you got, right? So today's the day to really start being able to let go of some of this stuff and stepping into your power again. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with organizer Erin Pillman, and she is giving us a lot of tips and helping us change our mindsets as we're just listening here today to be able to step into a clutter-free environment. I like what you said about the doing the Zoom conferences and being able to do that. Maybe that's a first step. Will you fly in around the country if people need you?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fun, actually.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to check on that. Okay. So now we've cleared out our house. We've got the system in place, but now I know there's human nature involved here. And sometimes people don't run their systems. What can we do to help those people to get back on track?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as modern human beings, tend to be quite busy. Life gets very full, and so it's understandable that sometimes things will fall into a bit of a disarray. So definitely I say the first thing about that is giving ourselves grace and compassion, and it's like nothing's wrong with us just because, you know, things have gotten a little disorganized. Okay. So just giving ourselves that grace, and then taking, you know, sometimes I'll tell people to schedule, you know, hey, you've gotten a little off track. Schedule a half an hour into your day tomorrow. And when you put something on the calendar, it becomes real. I'm sure we've all experienced that. And so that's one thing. And then, you know, sometimes people will reach back out to me. We'll do a little tune-up session and get them back on track. But it's just part of life, right? You fall off the horse, you get back on. And it's all about how many times you get back on the horse and just keep it pushing.
Okay. You're back on the horse, man. Well, I'm going to go into some other areas that we talk about organization when people don't even think about this. I think refrigerators are a good place. You know, I would guess we waste a ton of food as a nation. In fact, I know there's a study out that says it's about $640 worth of food every year. I got a feeling it might even be a lot more than that. How do you, you know, when a person's refrigerator is not organized, like, What do you do with that? I don't even know what you do with that.
I love that you brought up the refrigerator because it's actually my favorite thing. When I get into a new house and we're going to do like an overhaul, the first thing I do is I walk over to the refrigerator and I open it up. And if the refrigerator needs help, that's the first thing we do. We take everything out, wipe off all the jars that have, you know, like sticky stuff on them, throw away anything that's expired, all of that. And you know, people will sometimes be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's way in the back. So that is a very important for people to feel their refrigerator is clean and they can find their food and make sure that things don't spoil. So I have people usually, we don't like fill up the whole fridge, you know, if possible, kind of like keep things kind of towards the front and staggered so that you can see what's all in there. Because yeah, it's sad to waste food and also it's sad to waste money. So I love that you asked about the refrigerator.
You know, I've been in homes where there's a couple, right? They have no kids and, you know, they have the refrigerator and then they have a refrigerator in the garage and they have a freezer in the garage and they have another freezer in the garage. I'm like, you probably couldn't eat all that food in a year. Like, so when you have somebody that has like an excess, where do you start?
Well, for sure, getting rid of anything that's expired. I did have one client who I noticed similarly to what you're talking about. He had a lot of extra. And I just said, hey, how about we take half of this and give it to the food pantry? And he was like, done. Yeah, absolutely. So we just donated half of it. And then with the idea that he would maintain about that amount of food in the home and not, you know, fill it all the way back up like he had it.
I guess it would apply to cabinets with tons of canned foods and packages. I've seen that too. I'm like, yeah, you couldn't eat all this, you know, within.
Yeah. And there's always a lot of duplicates. People will say, oh my God, I can't believe I have 12 of these, you know? So it's like people rebuy things, which is another way that people waste money. When they don't know what they have, they rebuy it.
They rebuy it a lot, yeah. I bet you, people that wear glasses, I can imagine you'd find several pairs of glasses that people misplace because they're not organized, right?
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah. I mean, it can be nice to have a pair stashed in different places in the house, but like, yeah, people definitely just have a lot of duplicates and they're like, why did I do this? Why do I have 17 things of tape, you know?
Well, you might need it someday.
That is the thing. Yeah, it's like a bit of a fear-based reality to always be holding on to things just in case.
That's fine. You know, we bounce around a little bit, but, you know, there must be there's probably a mindset of an organized person versus a mindset of a someone that's disorganized, right? So if you have a disorganized mindset, some of the beliefs that you might be holding on to is one of them I just said, I might need this in the future, right? What are some of the other maybe beliefs that you run across that people like hold on to?
Yeah, I think what you said, I mean, which also like can be true. Sometimes we do need to keep things because we might need them in the future. But some things you can kind of look at them and kind of realize this probably won't be needed ever. But I think the fear is that if I do need this again, I won't be able to get it. You know, I won't be able to afford it. I won't be able to, something like that. There's like a bit of like fear or like a lack mentality. So I think that's one thing. And then, you know, this is also related. I had one client tell me that she actually had some shame about the fact that she was not as organized of a person as she wished she was. And so that belief system that there's like, you know, there's something maybe a little bit like wrong with you or something like that is so not true. And I always tell people, you know, I have a certain skill set and there are plenty of things I am not good at all. If my car is breaking, I will call the mechanic. There's no way I would ever even know where to begin with that. And so it's a case of we're in community with each other. We all have different skills. We all help each other. And so, yeah, I think it's important for people to realize like it's okay, you know, and it's a very good sign of strength to actually reach out for help when there is something that you need help with that you're not good at and somebody else can do.
Well, it takes courage. We're talking about moving from the fear of letting go or the fear of losing something, the fear of not having it in the future to courage, just stepping into courage. And it does take courage to work with Aaron. And I want to encourage my audience to reach out to Aaron. Aaron, again, let's talk down where they can get a hold of you in case they just tuned in to the show.
Yeah. So I have a website, which is organized-space.com. And you can contact me through my website, or you can just email me at my email address, which is aaronpillman@gmail.com.
Yeah. And, you know, that courage piece, we're just talking, you know, you might have some shame or guilt or, you know, you may not be having people over to your home or you don't want anybody at your office because it's just too unorganized. And you've been feeling that way. My question to my audience would be, you've been feeling that way how long? Okay. So maybe today's the day they go, you know what, I'm done doing this. And, you know, Aaron, here's what I found in my life. And I bet a lot of my audience has found this too. It's we're not doing life alone and we don't have to do it alone. And, you know, if you bring experts into your life that really know how to do this, there's no reason to bring somebody that, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience. You wouldn't want to go have your plumbing fixed by a brand new plumber. You'd want to have it fixed by somebody that has a lot of experience. And it's the same thing here. If you want an organization, you want to have somebody that really knows how to organize. And that's why Aaron is here at my show today. So I appreciate you being here, Aaron. So, you know, I think sometimes possessions keep people kind of safe, right? They feel a sense of safety with these possessions. But is that true safety?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think there might be a couple of exceptions to that, but in general, yeah, having a bunch of stuff. I know what you mean. It's almost like a security blanket or a safety, like a child, you know, feels like this comfort to have these items. But yeah, definitely not. And you had brought up people being afraid or ashamed to have friends over. I had a client who was in such a sad state because she hadn't been able to have anyone over to her house in 2 years since everything fell into disarray. And she was so excited when we finished getting everything tidied up. She couldn't wait to have friends over because she was too ashamed to even tell them why she wasn't able to have them over. And so she almost felt like she was keeping this secret. And it was just like, she felt so liberated and so excited to be able to have her friends come on over and hang out with her at her home.
Wow. All right. I'm going to take another quick break. We get back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams, and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Back, everybody. Your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with professional organizer Erin Pillman. She's in the LA area, but she's also willing to work on Zoom across the country and even travel to your location if what we're saying today makes sense to you. And I hope it does, because when you free up the clutter out of your mind and out of your environment, what happens is your creativity expands, you become more creative, you become more powerful, you become more happy. And oh my goodness, it goes on and on, the benefits of this. All right, Erin, what's the one thing or two things or three things, whatever it is, they need to know to start organizing now?
All right, so first thing I will say is better and progress is progress. So even if you can just start chipping away 15 minutes, you know, let's say 15 minutes today, and you know we all have usually that one drawer in the house. So just, you know, tackling one drawer or, you know, just the refrigerator or something like that. And another thing I'll say is that enlisting somebody else to be with you to either just like support you in the process or actively work with you in the process, whether that's someone you live with or a friend, having someone else come over can make the process actually fun. And, you know, sometimes you come across like, oh my gosh, like, remember this. And it can actually be a way more enjoyable process than doing it yourself. It might be fine to do it yourself as well, but you can also consider having a friend or a loved one with you.
I love that. Organization has a lot to do with evolution, the evolution of yourself, the evolution of your soul, remembering who you are at the key. Is a key to this in my estimate. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're not your things, you're not your house, you're not your body, you know, you're a soul, you're a spirit. And be able to really reconnect with yourself and realize that there's abundance in this planet and there's abundance for you in your life. That's what Erin's all about, by the way. She's about helping you to really let go of these, you know, kind of stuck, scattered feelings. You know, stuff literally stuck in your house, right, for many, many years, maybe, but be able to free that up and see what else is possible. Erin, some of the stories that you probably have about people that have actually cleaned up the clutter and now they're clutter-free, I love to hear how their lives are today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't always keep in very close contact with my clients after. One of the ways that I usually hear from them is because they'll find my Yelp page and write a testimonial or something, and then I'll get to find out that they've been able to maintain it, that they feel more confident, and they're feeling less frustration because they can find all of their things. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those things in life that really affects everything else. It's like ripples out into every area of your life. Even the idea of, you know, maybe somebody's wanting to get married someday and they start to make some space in their closet for that person that will be joining them in their home one day. There's just so many ways that we can actually pray with our actions in our lives. And this is one of them. We can really affirm certain things that we, even if we don't fully believe it yet, you know, maybe if I don't feel completely abundant, I can still take that action and start to strengthen those neural pathways of, you know, believing in my own abundance.
I really like what you said about attracting in the right partner or even being married someday and being able to clear that space out. You know, I'll also say this about that is that healthy people attract other healthy people. Organization is part about being healthy. And when somebody walks into your home, let's say it's a new date, and they see clutter and cobwebs and whatever else is in there, whether it's the refrigerator or the closet, a healthy person's going to really stop and think about that twice. We're a salty that, you know, has spent the time and energy and effort it takes to really clean up the clutter in their own minds, clean up the clutter in their environment. What happens is that you do start to create the people that you really want in your life. You start to come in. And lastly, I'll say this about that piece is that I've said this on several of my shows, but I want my audience to get it. You know, with commitment, providence moves. Like today, if you said, I am committed, 100% committed to have my environment clean, clutter-free, organized, systems in place. I'm committed to calling Aaron now. By the way, I always encourage people with this show, when you hear something, take action now. Don't wait, okay? Your mind will fill up and there'll be a bunch of distractions coming in. So if you're hearing Aaron, you're going, I really need to do this. It's time to take action. But with your commitment, providence will move. And what I mean by that, people, places, money, what you need to be able to do this will start showing up for you. It's one of the universal principles, so it can't help but happen. So what do you think about that, Aaron?
Well, what I was thinking about when you were talking is how this show is about courage. And a lot of times the courageous act of just typing into Yelp, organizer near me, can be really the catalyst, and it can be a very simple step. I think one thing that holds people back sometimes is because they don't want to invest the money to pay someone to help them with this. I think, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I should be able to do this myself, or I can probably figure out how to do this myself. And then time keeps going by and they're living in this disorganized lifestyle. So it's better to just take care of it now. And yeah. I've found that people that when they invest the money, it's, you know, they stop rebuying things. There's so many ways that you end up saving money once you get your house in order. And that, like we were talking about, more abundance can flow, more creativity can flow. So I personally think it's a very worthwhile investment. And
I love it. Well, listen, I just noticed we're out of time. But Aaron, thank you so much for being here. This was a lot of fun. I think you gave tremendous value to my audience today. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Ken. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
And for the rest of you, I want to thank you for being on this episode of Voices of Courage. You know, the way we grow our show and the way you change your life is helping others change their lives. So if you know somebody that would benefit from this show, please pass it on. Until next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible, and bring more love in your life.